You know that Elvis Presley is a twin, right? And that his twin brother supposedly died during childbirth? And this is no conspiracy whatsoever. Our good friend Mr. Truth Teller Google even says that Elvis had a twin brother, Jesse Garin Presley, who was stillborn 35 minutes before Elvis was born. But what if he never died? What if they just told us that? What if this picture wasn't photography tricks, but just both of them standing there, looking right into each other's eyes? And what if they even tell us this right in plain sight and they laugh at us because they know we won't believe anything that they're not telling us in the mainstream narrative? Well, there was a movie called The Identical created. And in this movie, twins are born. And one of them just happens to go on to become a world-famous international music star. And the other one is hidden in the darkness. And they just happen to pick someone that dances and looks identical to Elvis. But it's not just that movie. There are lots of movies where there's a secret hidden brother. The Prestige comes to mind, where Christian Bale and his secret hidden brother are in the limelight, but you only ever know that there's one of them. And as recently as last week in the show Dexter, they had a serial killer where no one knew that there were twin serial killers. You see, I've been given a gift from the Heavenly Father in recognizing faces. And it didn't take me long before I started noticing something specifically about Elvis. And I'm going to point it out to you, and we'll see if you notice. I want you to look at this top row and notice how Elvis, in these top pictures, has a very straight chin. Very straight. And in the bottom pictures, I want you to notice the roundedness. Rounded, straight. Rounded, straight. Rounded, straight. Now, sure, you can say people's facial structure changes over the years. You can gain and lose weight. True. But bone structure doesn't. Cheeks getting fatter doesn't change the shape of your jawbone. I want to show you something else, too. Something I've noticed on my research in Elvis. It's these two little birthmarks that he has. And I noticed they're strangely absent in this picture of Elvis. This picture where his chin is straight and where it's rounded here, rounded and straight. Where'd those birthmarks go? You can also very obviously notice the color of their eyes is different. And also a scar is missing there. And not only that, but even their eyebrows are different. Maybe movie scenes like this where Elvis was supposedly playing two different parts was just him and his twin. You know who has those two birthmarks, though, that I've pointed out a few times? This guy, right there, right under the middle of his lip, just like his. The middle of his lip, and right down. It's kind of like they share this unique scar, too. And their faces can seamlessly transition from one to the other. Scar and all. And even though they tried to change it, they still left an awful lot that look very, very similar. Kind of like that and that. And well, so now you know who the rounded face gentleman is. What about that square jaw? Do you know? Do you know? Because they want you to know this one, so you don't know this one. Notice the color of the eyes. Do you know who that is? I'm sure a lot of you are screaming it. Do you know who that is? Pastor Bob Joyce. That's right. A lot of you were right, but just in a different way than you realized. Dark eyes, round chin, equals you know who. Bluer eyes, square chin, gives you him. But of course, they are identical twins, so their facial features are going to match perfectly. Watch how those eyebrows smooth perfectly over. The eyes are in the exact same spot. The nose is in the same spot. The mouth is in the same spot. One of them just has a rounded chin and the other's square. But of course, all this is for entertainment purposes. I'm sure that he was just feeling square that day. So his chin manifested squarely. And these days he was feeling a little bit more round. This has all been for entertainment purposes. Of course, if they can lie to you about one of them being around and the other not, you don't think they can lie to you about him faking his death and becoming, well, you know. Entertainment only, though, of course, people. I'm a satire account. I do this just to entertain the masses. I'm not really trying to expose their evil, dark agenda. To make all of you worship any of them instead of the Heavenly Father. You're not an ape that evolved spinning on a ball. You're truly not. The Heavenly Father created you and he's watching you and he just wants you to give him a little bit of love. Have a good day.